questions, all right? The key question is like this. The question in the Gemara in Kuf Ches is the, what I'm concerned about, what I want to focus on, is Abaye says maybe you can't learn out Tama v'lo Mamasho from Basar B'Chalav. Why? Because Basar B'Chalav is a super chiddush. What makes it a super chiddush? Because it's got two components to it. It's two mutter things that come together to produce something usher. And what's the other thing? Cooking. The process of cooking. Those two things make it, hold on, Basar B'Chalav is its own unique chiddush. You can't extrapolate from that. But forget the extrapolation issue. What I want to investigate is, when we say it's its own unique phenomenon, right? Abaye has a very unique way of looking at what Basar B'Chalav should be. What's the other point? Come on, let's get this right here. What's the effect of it being a chiddush? If it's really a chiddush, then what?
It can't be extrapolated.
That's one thing. But no, that, okay, we said that already. What else? That the smallest amount of milk that drops in the meat makes the meat usser. Okay, fine, right. So why is that the consequence? That's what bothers me the most of this whole area. Why do we say that if this thing is a unique chiddush, therefore what must you say? Oh, the smallest amount makes it usher. Why? Why? Why is that necessary? Why is that the necessary conclusion? Okay? I want to just answer that one question. Why is that the necessary conclusion? Do you have an answer for that? Basar B'Chalav, the Gemara says, is a chiddush. Right? It's a weird, unique thing. Okay? And it's really, I mean, Rashi wants to slam this point home. Rashi says, we darshan out, this, it says in the Torah three times, Lo sabasha d'chalevimo, we learn out two mutter things, usher. And then he says, what does he say? He says, v'od, right? He says, the Ocha Derek Bishol Nasru below Achila. Right? So when I see that, right, what do I see? What I mean, what's the Torah doing with Basar B'Chalav? When he says it's a chiddush, what is he saying? What? A whole new phenomenon. Okay? A whole new food. Not just a whole new phenomenon, a whole new, in other words, you wouldn't even call this food anymore. It's a new, it's almost like an artificial substance. And I don't want to say that yet. Not yet. Right? It's not going to be chetza. Right, but what the first step you have to take is that what is Basar B'Chalav? The fact when you say it's a when the Torah comes along and creates this chiddush, what is it telling you? It's telling you that the Torah comes along and creates this new substance called Basar B'Chalav. It's brand new, okay, brand new substance. Okay, I wouldn't even call it like normative food, so to speak. I mean, obviously it's food, but it's a brand new substance altogether, a whole new substance.
Would you call it food?
Let's go back to what Isaac was saying before. Okay. What creates this new? Again, the first thing Rashi says, the first unique thing about Basar B'Chalav is two mutter things that come together to do something usser. That's interesting. Forget Kilayim for a second. That's interesting. Okay, that tells you what? That tells you this isn't a normal substance. This is something artificial. It's a halachic. God made, but a halachic. Yeah, it's a halachic idea. Right. In other words, it's not taking an acid and base. It's not taking two chemicals and mixing them together to produce. It's saying that meat and milk are normally meat and milk. And what's the Torah telling you? Together, something new emerges. Shame is, sir. But now, and then Rashi says, V'o derech bishol. What's he saying when he says that? V'o derech bishol. What is he saying? Better. No, because remember, the conclusion from that, the conclusion is that you don't need a sinas tam. So forget, no. What's he saying? Come on, what's he saying?
Bishol is the act of fusion.
What?
Bishul is the act of fusion that brings out the taste.
Oh, no, not the taste. No taste.
Bishul creates Basar B'Chalav.
Halacha comes along and says, what unique phenomenon brings this unique thing about? Bishul. But it has nothing to do with Nesilas Tam.
Why not?
I'll show you.
With the Maskana?
What? It's right. It's
with the Maskana?
No, the Havamina. It has nothing to do with Nesilas Tam. It's telling you, we know that there's an idea that these two things, which normally are mutter, come together and produce a whole new substance called Basar B'Chalav. And there's only one way that can emerge. This process called Bishul. There's nothing new in the Sinas Tam. So therefore, what's he really saying? What's a bite? There's one more step you got to take. Okay, this is a step to take to show you that it has nothing to do with the amount. Why does it have to do with the amount? It's not the chetza of Basar B'Chalav that's the issue here. It's the iser maisa. It's that I've now engaged in the process of making Basar B'Chalav. So if it's a din in the process, well, then it's simple to say what? Okay, good. Baruch Hashem, you said it. So if it's a din in the process, what therefore would you conclude? We don't care about the output. We don't care about the quantity of substance. It's irrelevant. If you're telling me the prohibition is to do Basar B'Chalav, to cr- creates to engage in the process of fusing these two things together, right? Then the amount that's involved is irrelevant. It can be the most minuscule amount, because as long as I've done the process, I have basar v'chalav. That's if you learn as a chiddush. I'm happy you felt that way. So now think about now you understand. I know it's a very difficult thing for some people to think of this, but let's work backwards now. Looking at this as the answer, do you understand why my question was an important question? If you're going to treat basar v'chalav as a chiddush, I asked you before, how do you necessarily say, right? How do you necessarily say that therefore even less than Nesinas Tam should be usher? And no one understood that question. But now think about why it's such a good question. It's a great question. Why? Because look at what I'm trying, just from the answer, you can understand why the question is a great question. I'm saying it's an Isser Maisa. You guys are thinking of it insofar as the substance is concerned. So you're right, if it's substance, then you have to start worrying about things like Nesinas Tam. If you're worried about the actual amount, then less than Nesinas Tam, why is it registered anything? But if you're telling me the prohibition of Basar V'chalav is a prohibition in the Maisa, that I cannot engage in this process of fusing together milk and meat to produce this substance, right? Hold on. If that's the Isser, so then the amount is irrelevant. It could be the smallest amount possible. Why? As long as I was engaged in this process. That's the Isser. Does this answer my question? You guys answer it before I answer your question. Raf wants to know, great question. He wants to know, if that's true, who cares if it's a Chiddush? Because why? Come on. What are you trying to extrapolate? Thank you. Because we're trying to extrapolate an Isser Chafsa, an object. Tam of Lamashu means that this object is prohibited. You understand? So you can't. You understand that? In other words, the principle of Tam of Lamashu means that this entity that the milk went into, this entity is prohibited. Right? That's a din in the chafsa. That means this object is prohibited. But if it's a chiddush, the chiddush means it's not a din in the entity. It's a din in the process that I engaged in this action of creating it. So how could you extrapolate saying there's two components? There's two things mutter coming together, and then there's bishul. What I'm trying to explain is why did he say there's bishul? Because he's showing you it's the process of fusing together these two things. That's what creates the answer. What's his conclusion? What's the conclusion that Abaye says? What? No, before you say that, hold on. No. What's his conclusion? He says, it's not a chiddush. It's not a chiddush, right? Not a chiddush. And what case is he learning out from? Okay, now think about it. What makes Kilayim different than the way we're learning Basar B'chalav? Say it again. Right. In other words, see, you got to understand what Abai is backing down. Abai, right? No, but he's not saying it's a chepsa though. Right. Okay. See, Abai backs down. You know what Abai ends up saying? Abai is saying that ultimately, when it comes to Basar V'chalav, we don't say they produce a new entity. He's not saying that. He's saying that it's one. Okay, what makes shatnez aser? You guys said it yesterday. What makes shatnez aser? Okay, which means what? Come on, be a little more analytical on that. Thank you. It's one of the presence of the other. So what Abai is saying is that what's the aser basar v'chalav? No. That's his havmina. What's his maskana? No. What's his conclusion? His premise was Basar V'chalav is this whole new phenomenon, right? Brand new. They say no, but that can't be because if it's brand new, then you'd have to say less than a sinas tam makes the basar usser. He's not saying that. So therefore, it's not a chiddush. If it's not a chiddush, it must share something in common with something else. It shares something in common with kalayim. But if you compare it to kalayim, what must you reject as a result of that? Well, that's true, but I'm saying analyze shatnez for a second. What happens by shatnez? You said it. Shatnez is us or when. Right, but do you ever have what? What? Right. So if he's compared to kilayim, therefore what must you say about basar v'chalav? No, you need cooking, but what never emerges from it? Right. You never have a new substance according to Abaye. All you have is what? Good. He's got it. See, the conclusion you can get from Abaye's conclusion, what you could derive from Abaye's conclusion is that if I cook milk and meat together, as long as they're in the presence of each other, what do we say? But if I actually did this,
theoretically,
yeah. I'm saying, conceptually, according to Baye, the Isser Basar B'Chalav is merely an Isser that exists when these two things are in the presence of each other. There's an Eruv. What's an Eruv? A mixture. When there's a mixture of the two, then they're Usser. Okay? That's a Baye. And therefore, since that's what a Baye holds, therefore, Basar B'Chalav is not a universal. Therefore, you can extrapolate Tam of Umamasho to other things. There is an Isser Chatzah.
Why isn't it?
But it's an Isser Chatzah of what? Listen. Of Basar im Chalav. Milk or meat with milk. That's the Isser Chatzah. Tavmina is what? Is that Basar B'Chalav is a Chiddush. You can't extrapolate from it. Why? Because Basar B'Chalav is an Isser in the process. You cannot take these two substances and have them undergo this process. And if the process is the problem, then the amount of substance that's involved is irrelevant. The most minuscule amount wouldn't matter because it's at the end of the process. The Maskana is saying no. It's the presence of, what's the Isser Basar B'Chalav? It's the presence of one in the other. It is an Isser Chatzah, but it's an idea of one in the presence of the other. As long as Basar B'Chalav are in the presence of each other,
there's
wrong with Isser Chatzah, and therefore Tam Mashal will work out.
But there's no Isser
Chatzah. Listen to this one point, listen to this. Amr Le Rava? What does that mean? Rashi. Listen to this, listen. Amr Le Rava? It's all Basar B'Chalav according to Rava is a Chiddush. Why? Megamri Mizrua B'Sheila. Okay, fine. So don't, I don't want you to get too caught up in that. Basically, Rava learns it out from Kachin. Okay? But what is Rava saying? Rava is saying that Derech Bishel Asra Torah. Okay? No. Rava says that at the end of the day, Basar B'Chalav is a Chiddush. It is a Chiddush. Why? Derech Rava. It is a Chiddush according to Rava. And therefore you can't extrapolate Tam of Al-Masha from Basar B'Chalav. Oh, because he says Derech Bishel Asra Torah. What does that mean? What? Let's go in order. Okay? Abaye says what? Abaye's premises is that Basar B'Chalav is this unique Chiddush. What makes it unique Chiddush? Right? Like we said before. Because I'm taking two things. Two much of substances coming together for something Asr, and it's only through this process of Bishal that this can emerge. Right? So what's he saying ultimately? He's saying it's an Isr Maisa. And that's why it wouldn't matter how much milk I have. It's irrelevant. Okay? His maskana is that what? What's his maskana? What? Meaning what? But he compares it to kilayim. Why? It's not a chiddush. And therefore what? And therefore, well, okay, good. But conceptually, what do we see about Basar B'Chalav? It's a normative Isser Chatzah. Meaning as long as one's in the presence of the other, that's what creates your Isser. It's not that I created something new called Basar B'Chalav. It's as long as it's Basar Im Chalav. Like you said before, I can separate them out. Rava says it is a chiddush, but not for the same reason as Abaye. He says it's a chiddush. Derech Bishel Asra Torah. What's he really telling you? That the process of Bishel does what to these two things? Creates a new substance. But he's not focused on the Isser Maisa, because if it was only Isser Maisa, then he would say even less than the Sinas Tam, but he doesn't. No one holds that way. He has to agree with the Mishnah too. Right. Meaning that, that's what I was trying to tell you, hold off. Meaning that, according to Rava, the Isser Basar B'Chalav is a Chiddush. What's a Chiddush? That when I mix milk and meat together, when I cook them together, what happens? A brand new substance emerges called Basar B'Chalav. So now, if I had to summarize it at the end of the day, like you like, a summary, okay? Machlokas comes down to one simple thing, right? When I cook milk and meat together, what happens? Is it, and there's a fundamental machlokas, is it simply that I had the presence of milk in front of meat? And as long as those things are related to each other, this chatzas asr? Or, no, I've actually produced a whole new thing called Basar B'Chalav. I've said, right? Okay, good. Kavan.
Kavan Shinatan Tam. Bechaticha.
Okay, stop.
Yeah.
Translate.
So Kavan.
Since.
Shinatan gives taste to the piece. Bechaticha. Atzma Nasita.
Nasis.
Nasis.
Nevela.
Nevela.
Stop. What does that mean? Come on, finally, the words, see? I didn't make up those words. We don't know that yet. Hold on, slow down. Oh, it literally means the chaticha becomes nevela. Right. Now, what? No. We don't know that. No. No, the Mishnah doesn't say that. All the Mishnah said, right. The Mishnah says it's usher. It doesn't say what happens. So, wait a second. So, what? Yeah. You'll see. Hold on. You'll see. Akiva, read the next words. The Osiris.
Asura.
The Osiris.
Of Osiris called Tichot.
Kulan.
Mepnei Shehen.
Mina. Oh, okay. So before we read Rashi, that's when it's. Let me explain the mechanics here. Okay, this is where things get fun. This is awesome for me.
Fun.
I like this stuff. Okay. So right. So let's understand process wise what's happening. All right. I want to get down to these facts for you guys so you can think about a spar here. Okay. So, this is my pot. So far, so good?
No.
Okay. This is my pot. What's in my pot?
Slabs of meat.
Okay, good. So, these are the meat slabs. Okay? Okay, and there's also, just to make it easier, there's gravy. Don't worry about the gravy. Don't worry about it, but just to make it, what? That's, yeah, because it's like you're looking at a sagittal view. Right? Like slice
the
pot this
half.
One.
He slices the pot.
Okay. Right. Okay. So now, this piece. Okay, so not, let's say. Let's assume this piece here. This is our criminal. Okay. That's the chaticha. So now, what happens? Let's understand what happens here. The milk, right, falls onto the meat.
Makes it nevela.
Okay. So now, okay. So step one is it makes it nevela. What does that mean?
This is bad.
Bad. Yes. Okay. That's fine. I'll accept what John's saying. What? Usher, good, okay. But now it's saying something else. And then it says, he says, the Osiris kol chatichos kulam neshehen mina. And what does it do by definition? It makes all the other chatichos.
Why?
They're
the same type.
Okay, so what's the. Okay, good.
But they're not touching each other.
Thing, don't worry about the touching yet.
This thing itself became. I'm putting ham in a kosher pot.
Yes, except. Okay, good, good. But.
Because this thing became not. This thing itself became something that's.
But what do you mean by shehen mina? Meaning what?
That's not the
same type.
Because what? Right. Because what could you have said?
You could just take out this one piece.
No. What could you have said?
Is it really because it's buzzer called?
Right. You could say, well, what is this really? This is.
Well,
you could have said is that this is milk and meat, right? So maybe this is min b'she'eno mina. No. This actually turns into a piece of nevela, which means it's like a piece of meat, and therefore
it gives time to the rest.
That's correct.
What if it doesn't?
Well, that's the thing. There's such thing like that.
The rest,
slow down. Don't worry about how. I don't care about how. It does. Okay, it does.
If you drop a thingy on a...
Yeah, we're going to assume the world does. The gravy helps transfer everything. Yeah. What? Doesn't even didn't stir. Don't worry. It's irrelevant right now. Well, let me repeat it one time. The drop of milk fell onto this piece of meat. What happens to that piece of meat? It becomes...
Nevela.
Right, we'll call it nevela. Okay, it's as if you have a piece of treif in there, as if you have chazer, which is meat, and therefore it's no different species-wise than these meats.
Well, even if the drop is like totally visible on that top, because like it's not totally in the gravy right there.
Okay. That's a floating.
I know. There's a reason why I'm doing that.
I know. I'm asking.
No, so ignore that. Don't worry.
Scrape it off. Done. There's no.
Ignore that. Assuming that it went in there and it
permeated the whole
right,
meat.
Right. Right. No, Rav.
I'm a Rav Rashi.
Yeah. You see it. The Masnisin. So the Mishnah says what?
Im yesh benotein tam beota chaticha laasur
et.
Laasur et kol
hakatei. So the Mishnah says if there's enough tam in this piece of meat, again, the drop of milk, right? The drop of milk falls on the piece of meat. If there's enough tam in this to make this asur, what does that mean? Rashi? Now he's explaining the Mishnah.
The Nezra. Hachaticha.
He?
He Oma.
No, Atzma.
He Atzma.
Kula.
Kula.
Nasses.
Nasis.
Isser. Come on, what does that mean?
Omi.
Anyone. What? Right. Well, I explained that in the Gemara. Gemara just says Chaticha Nasavela. Right, no, he didn't say that.
The piece,
listen to his lashon. The piece, atzma kula nases iser. It becomes a piece of iser. Okay? The Akiva, the Osaris, Kol HaTichos Kulon. Okay? And it asers all the other pieces of meat in the pot. All these other pieces of meat now, all these are aser. Okay? Keep going. You can stick to that term as much as you want.
So no matter how many
steps. Vafilu yesh behen.
Vafilu yesh behen kedei lebatel tachaticha kula.
Nesaras kulon. That's the hard part, okay? Again, even if I have 1,000 pieces of meat in here, right?
The original.
Go back to original case. Forget this case.
Okay, that's why I said that.
Yeah, pretend this doesn't exist anymore.
They're pointing on the second.
Yeah. So we're going back to original case. Even if I have 1,000 pieces of kosher meat against this piece of basar b'chalav,
doesn't count.
Mim b'mino, eino batal. Nay, Rashi is mnei hen mina virav. Second wide line in Rashi.
Oh, Rashi again.
Yeah, Rashi again.
Where? Yosef hen mina virav. Sefer la karebi
yehuda.
Sefer. La karebi yehuda the amre min.
So he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is a guy who comes along and says, "You know what? Mimimino ain't a batal." Right now, you got it. Again, I'm going to say this like a million times. You have to. We don't paskin mimimino ain't a batal. Okay, we have to work with this principle in mind. So just think of. Yeah.
Does it
so far so good. All we have so far is chaticha nases nevela mimimino lo batal. Akiva. Mimimino?
Ain't no battle.
All right, a little good.
No battle, either one.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Hey, Marzutra.
Amarle, Marzutra.
Beray.
Amarle, Rav Zutra.
Marzutra, Beray the Rav. Mari the Ravina.
Do you see it? Amarle, Marzutra, Beray the Rav. Mare, the Ravina. Michde Rav, Kma'an Amar. Lishmatia.
Karebi Yehuda.
Karebi Yehuda.
Damar.
Min. Mino Lobato.
Stop. So the Gemara, just all those words mean one simple thing. Just to make it simple. Maybe you'll. What does this show you? It shows you that clearly Rav. You would think that Rav holds, like Rebbe Yehuda, Mimino Lobato. So when Rav says, Chaticha Nasas Nevela, and it asks all the other Chatichos, sounds like it holds like Rebbe Yehuda, Mimino Lobato. Right? Lema, maybe you'll say no. That's your cue.
Lema, pliga.
Adaraba. What does that mean?
What does Adaraba mean?
What does that mean? The opposite. Meaning, maybe no. He holds. He doesn't hold like mimino lo batal. He holds mimino is batal. Okay, but then what does Rav's statement mean?
Adaraba kisvar.
Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda kol shemu min umino davar achar.
Acher.
Acher. Salak.
Salak esmino.
Salak esmino. Kamo she'eno. Vishe'eno mino.
No, kamisha'eno.
Kamisha'eno. Vishe'eno mino. Rava Allah.
Okay, stop. You're not going to like this.